Boy, it is the final look at sports this morning. Arsenal boss Mikel Arteta says he is ready to prove a point tonight when his Arsenal side take on Liverpool at the Emirates. Now, it's a big match for the Gunners, especially after what happened yesterday. Man City dropping more points. The Gunners are top favourites to take the crown off the Reds, who are 14 points off the pace. Arteta doesn't think, though, that the table is a fair reflection on Liverpool.
That's on paper, but I still think that they are running a superb team, and what they've done as well, and you have to understand as well the context that they had with certain injuries and the difficulty of the league for all of us, but my opinion hasn't changed about them.
Yeah, I just want to echo the sentiments. I mean, Liverpool is a superb team. I mean, they just, I mean...
Are you feeling okay? Do you have a fever? Yeah, just check his temperature.
If you're not shouting for Liverpool tonight, then I don't know what you're doing with your life. Like... Liverpool is the team. Arguably, like, the
team
of the decade.
Is this being recorded? Can somebody hold
that?
Guys, we need Liverpool to win tonight.
We don't call it...
Like, the football world, world peace, depends on Liverpool winning tonight. Because if Arsenal wins, it's an 8-point gap at the top of the table.
No one wants that, right?
No one.
No.
So not even the Pope, bro.
We are with you, Liverpool.
Yes.
You never
walk You'll alone. Never walk alone, and I'm about to... learn those lyrics.
All right.
Wow. Bafana, ooh, that was bad. Ooh, okay, back to reality. Bafana, back in the country following the AFCON exit. Bafana losing 2-1 to five-time champions Cameroon on Sunday in the round of 16. Bafana will now shift focus, of course, to the 2026 FIFA World Cup in Canada, Mexico and the United States. Minister of Sports, Arts and Culture, Gaetan McKenzie, has also fully backed coach Hugo Broos despite the early exits in Morocco.
And I hear people are saying, now it's time for Hugo Broos to go. To go where? Hugo Broos is going nowhere. And I want to make that clear. Hugo Broos is going absolutely nowhere. Hugo Broos is going to Mexico. That's where Hugo Broos is going. How do you blame Hugo Broos if players don't score? How do you blame the coach? We all watch the game. So I want to make also that very clear. I hear voices saying, no, Hugo Broos must be fired. Fired for who and for what? We are going to the World Cup. He's been doing very, very well. It seems we got short memories. Did we forget? That's Bafana Bafana.
Yeah, remember Bafana will open the FIFA World Cup on the 11th of June against Mexico in Mexico City. Cricket news, the biggest prize of the Ashes series has been claimed. Australia have won the urn once again. That's after completing a 5-wicket win in Sydney in the fifth test in to take the series 4-1. Mitchell Stark, he was named the player of the series with 17 wickets in the series. For the East Coast Radio Sports Team, I'm Sky Shabalala.